This weekend, over 9,000 cyclists are riding in El Tour de Tucson, the annual bike race that covers over 100 miles in and around our city. The event draws people from around the country and is one of the reasons Tucson is well known for its cycling community. Outside Magazine recently named Tucson the best city in America for road biking. But in addition to being noted for recreational cycling, Tucson would also like to be known as a city that's great for bicycle commuting. Anissa Tanweer has the story.
While riding down 4th Avenue recently, I found myself pedaling next to James Fairchild as we passed Catalina Park. He's one of the 2% of Tucsonans who commute by bicycle.
Do you ride along this route very often?
Yeah, pretty regularly.
Do you know that there are plans to turn this into a bicycle boulevard?
No, I didn't.
Do you have any idea what a bicycle boulevard is?
I'm not sure. I can only speculate.
I didn't know what a bicycle boulevard was myself until I met Tom Thivner. He's Tucson's bicycle and pedestrian program manager. I contacted him because I was trying to figure out how it could be that back in 2000, Tucson had the highest rate of bicycle commuting in the entire country, but now we were far behind a slew of other cities.
That's a great question. I mean, we haven't really changed in the 10 years. Our numbers are almost the same. I guess the greater question is what is happening elsewhere? Cities like Portland, Minneapolis, Seattle, San Francisco have all seen their bike use skyrocket. Portland has gone from 2% to 6%. In a little over 6-7 years.
Tom says that hasn't happened spontaneously, though cities have made a concerted effort to increase bicycle use. But how did they do it?
Basically, they're starting to understand what drives people to bike. And you need to have facilities that feel safe, that don't have a lot of cars on them. That's the key. And so Portland has credited bike boulevards as being the number one way to get people out onto their bikes.
To make a bicycle boulevard, you take a calm residential street and make sure vehicles don't go above the speed limit by installing speed tables and traffic circles. You reduce the cut-through traffic on the street by restricting access to and from the major arterial roads. Then you make it easier for bikes to keep moving by turning stop signs into yield signs and installing bicycle crossing signals at busy intersections. And you put up lots of signs to let people know it's a bike boulevard and help them find their way to wherever they're going.
So right now, we really only have about 4 or 5 miles of bicycle boulevard in Tucson. 3rd Street University Boulevard is most developed between Stone and Alvernon.
So that's where we head on a recent brisk fall morning. Just east of the university, this palm tree-lined section of 3rd Street is bustling.
According to our bike counts that we do every year, at the intersection of 3rd Street and Campbell, there are roughly 3,000 bicyclists that cross there in a 24-hour period. So it's one of our busiest intersections in town.
Bikes whiz by us at 3rd and Tucson, past a prominently placed Do Not Enter sign that's meant to keep cars off the bike boulevard. Under it is a smaller sign that reads, Bikes Exempt. Carly Campbell stops to talk with us at a red light on her way to school at Tucson High.
My bike is my major mode of transportation. If I need to get anywhere, it has to be by bike.
How often do you use this particular route to get where you go?
Every day.
How would you compare your experience riding on this street with other streets around town?
Well, this street is all bikes, and it's so nice to not worry about cars. And there's some good bike streets, but there's nothing like, you know, like this is literally a bike highway.
So cyclists appreciate the bicycle boulevard concept, but how do people who live on those streets feel about it? We ran into Kim Elliott while she was out walking her dogs. She lives right off of 3rd Street near Country Club Road. It's an intersection where vehicle traffic is forced to turn onto Country Club in order to discourage drivers from using 3rd Street as a cut-through. I asked Kim if this kind of restriction bothered her.
Not at all. I think it's a very good idea. I think more people should ride bikes and walk.
We've had folks come to our public meetings and, you know, they're resistant at first. When they learn that their driving habits may be altered slightly. But by and large, most folks, once they learn about the benefits to the bike boulevard, they see the bike boulevard as a benefit to their neighborhood.
We continue on our way, tracing some of the routes that will become bike boulevards in the future. We head north on Arcadia till we hit the Crossroads Festival Shopping Center on Grant. Once this is converted into a bike boulevard, there will be a bicycle crossing signal here. But for now, we have to find a way to get across 6 lanes of fast-moving traffic. Fortunately, all 3 lanes of eastbound traffic simultaneously stop when they see us waiting.
Very courteous.
By and large, Tucsonans are very courteous to bicyclists and pedestrians out on the road.
We hurry to the middle lane, where we wait for an opening in westbound traffic.
I think this is our window of opportunity here.
Let's go for it.
We get across safe and sound, but Tom says that method is far from ideal.
Because the car maybe in the middle lane will stop for you, and you think, oh great, I can get across. But then the second car, no idea, he can't see you, and he's still going 40 miles per hour.
Right.
So there's a little danger there with getting hit by that second or third car.
That's exactly why traffic signals for bikes, as well as pedestrians, are so important. In the transportation planning world, they're called toucan signals. They work just like many of the pedestrian crossing signals around town, but the button is placed within reach of the cyclists, so they don't have to dismount or ride up onto the sidewalk. A little later, we're riding along a part of Copper and Flower Streets that will eventually be designated a bike boulevard, and I get to see firsthand why it's so important that bike boulevards have clear signs marking the way.
Maybe it was that first street. We're in a part of the city where the grid has completely disappeared, so it's really hard to find connectivity. But there's one connection. I think it's a block up.
Throughout the day, Tom stresses that word, connectivity. Bike boulevards connect people to the places they work, shop, dine, and go to school. And Tom is convinced that if you make the streets feel safe for cyclists, people will use them to ride their bikes to all of those places. But I had to ask, are they actually safer?
Absolutely. And actually, we did a comparison between Broadway, which is one of our most popular arterial bike lane routes, and compared it to 3rd Street. And basically, Broadway has seen about 8 times the amount of accidents over a 7-year period than 3rd Street. And on the flip side, 3rd Street's about 8 times busier than Broadway. So these quiet residential streets like 3rd Streets are a lot safer to be on than the arterial bike lanes. It's not to say the arterial bike lanes are not safe. Just statistically speaking, you're enormously more safe riding on these local streets.
Both the city's 2009 Regional Bicycling Plan and the 2040 Regional Transportation Plan identify about 170 miles of proposed bike boulevards. But finding funding for all those projects is another issue.
The next step to getting them built is really for the community to stand up and say, I want this bicycle boulevard built in my neighborhood. And there's basically, for every neighborhood, there should be one or two bicycle boulevards cutting through it. 4th Avenue, Fontana, that project is being delivered because the neighborhood's organized. They came to us and said, hey, we have this great plan. It's got neighborhood consensus. Can you deliver it? And that's when I was able to take it and find grant funding for it, and now it's almost ready to be built.
Back on 4th Avenue, I've just explained to my new buddy James what a bicycle boulevard is. How will that change your commute?
I dig it. It'll just make things generally easier as far as my lifestyle goes. I like to do things on a bike when I can.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Anissa Tanweir.
You can find out more about Tucson's bicycle boulevards by visiting the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org. And to all those riding in El Tour de Tucson this weekend, good luck.